Now on the line, I have Dervla Lawson, and she's Director of Service with Dunleary Rathdown County Council. Good morning, Dervla. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm very well, thank you, and delighted to join you this morning.
And it's great to have you on, and particularly, I apologise, it was such short notice.
No, that's absolutely fine. We'd be delighted to tell you more about our inaugural Age Well Expo that's coming up.
Well, that's what I was going to kick off with. Tell me, you know, what is the Expo? What is the Age Well Expo? Because it, as you say there, it is new.
It certainly is, and it's coming up on June the 9th, coming up in the Leopardstown Pavilion here in Dunleary Rathdown. This is an inaugural event which is supported by the County Council and Dunleary Rathdown's Age Friendly Alliance. So it is an important event for us because it is about celebrating and showcasing services and supports that are available for older people. And here in Dunleary Rathdown, we're very fortunate to have a larger older population. Over almost 16% of our population is aged over 65, and we've got a wealth of experience and knowledge. And what we want to do is showcase some of the supports and services that are available. So this Age Well Expo opens at 11:30 on the 9th of June at the Leopardstown Pavilion. So lots of parking, lots of transport to get there. And it's going to be an exciting event with a variety of entertainment, cookery demonstrations, complemented by presentations on topics such as safety and security and the benefits of becoming a volunteer. I mean, that's a big issue for us. We'll have a chat cafe there, because we recognise the importance of engagement and participation. So we'll be supported by our partners in the PPN, who represent over 500 groups in the county. So the Chat Cafe will host appearances there, talking about safety and security and getting involved and participating in your local area. But we're also very fortunate that we're going to have host appearances and guest talks from the legendary rally driver Rosemary Smith, as well as the author, poet and TV presenter Christy Keneally. So there's going to be talks there, and we're going to have a range of exhibitors, nearly 50 in total. And if I can just go through some of the exhibitors that will be there on the day. It is about showcasing services and supports available for older people, because, you know, what our aim is here is to make sure that Dunleary Rathdown is a wonderful place in which to live in and to grow older in. So we've got a big range of supports and services, not just from the County Council in terms of housing adaptation, finding out more about housing adaptation grants, but also finding out about support coordination services, befriending services. So the types of exhibitors we've got Active Retirement Ireland, Age and Opportunity, Alzheimer's Society, An Garda Síochána, and we've got the Chamber of Commerce, Leisure Services, and the Mill Theatre as well. And the Network for Older People are a big supporter and partner in this event, because for us it's about showcasing what's available to support positive ageing in Dunleary Rathdown. I mean, as I said, there's about 50 exhibitors there, and we'll have those host appearances from Rosemary Smith and Christy Keneally. And it should be a great opportunity to engage and find out about, you know, from the likes of the HSC, who will be there as well, and ourselves, UCD will be there, and Southside Partnership, Retirement Planning Council, Living Well with Dementia, Making Connections, you know, getting there as well, Irish Heart Foundation. So everything there under one roof to go and enjoy the day, as well as a range of entertainment and cookery demonstrations for looking at healthy, nutritious food that you can cook yourself. So it should be a great day. And doors open 11:30 until 5 p.m.
It actually sounds really brilliant, and I know all the rest of the OPCs around Dublin, that's the older person councils around Dublin, are totally jealous that you've stole the march on us.
Oh, we're delighted. I mean, it's been a real partnership effort. As I said, it's through the Dunleary Rathdown Age Friendly Alliance, and we have our network for older persons who are very involved in shaping and designing this working with ourselves, as well as partners. I mentioned the HSC, and we've got Southside Partnership as well. We've got UCD. So it's all of the partners working together, because, you know, we recognise that there's real opportunities there to showcase services and supports, because there's a lot going on, and it's about, you know, making sure that everybody has an opportunity to live a full life, and it'll be great as well to hear the voice of the older person and have that opportunity for people to come together and find out what's available in Dunleary Rathdown. So we'd be delighted to welcome everybody on the day, and we're expecting at least 1,000 people to come and join us on the day and enjoy the entertainment and the range of exhibitions on services and supports that are available.
And of course, there's something to remember. It's not just Dunleary Rathdown. People are invited from all over the city, or from wherever you might be, you can come along.
Yes, indeed, absolutely. I mean, transport, travel to the venue is generally quite good. It's not far from the Lewis station. We will be doing some pickups from the Dart station in Dunleary, and also in Ballinteer, the community school there. So there are a range of options. It's not far. It's quite accessible from the M50 and the Lewis, as I said. And on Garda Síochána are supporting us as well with some pickups from the Lewis stop. So everybody's getting involved to support the day. And of course, absolutely all very welcome to enjoy our Age Well Expo on the 9th of June.
And of course, the other thing for people to remember, when you mention older people or older persons councils and things like that, people automatically think of doddery old people. And it's not. You know, it's 55 and upwards. And it's about how to live well as you get older, and starting to plan your life from the age of 55 onwards is so important now.
Well, absolutely. You know, we're the world population is getting older, and we're seeing that, you know, by 2060, 1 in 3 Europeans is expected to be over 65. So, you know, there's an opportunity now as we look forward. You know, we want to, you know, this is about making sure that people can live a full and active life, because, you know, it's been proven that the more participation, loneliness can have a big impact on you, particularly as you get older and with accessibility issues. So the more that you can find out about, well, what's available in my area, and it might be things like befriending services or support coordination, particularly for people who might be coming out of hospital, that type of thing that might need a little bit of support in their community. But again, you know, that participation, and I was saying in Dunleary Rathdown, we're very blessed with a very active and engaged older population. We've got about 400 or 500 groups that are represented, and our network for older people are very, very important in terms of building that network and engagement and showcasing, you know, the types of opportunities there are to get out and get involved, whether it's your local your local coffee morning, the libraries. You know, there's just so much going on, and it's about being involved in your community, because that will have positive you know, impacts for you and your well-being. And I think that's what it's all about, because, you know, we want to make sure people can live a full and active life, you know, from the mountains to the sea, as we are in Dunleary Rathdown.
Indeed. And tell me this, will there be any exhibitors there, you know, re-education and, you know, what's available for older people?
Absolutely. We do have the Dublin and Dunleary Rathdown Education and Training Board will be there. UCD will be there as well, because there's the UCD Access and Lifelong Learning Centre. We'll have the University of the Third Age as well. I mean, we see ourselves very much as a learning county here in Dunleary Rathdown. So good opportunity to find out about courses, because there are opportunities, you know, to dip in, whether it's history of modern art or just take a course or a module. You know, it can be fascinating just to get involved and learn about a topic or a subject of interest. And I think particularly as you get older, you hopefully have a little bit more time to do things and indulge in your hobbies. So you'll be able to find out there from colleagues about the opportunities for learning. But there's also opportunities around leisure. We're talking about leisure services. DLR Leisure Services will be there, and they will be doing various activities about, you know, active exercise and keeping healthy and well. We've also got our Dance Institute as well, who are going to be there, and they're going to be doing demonstrations, because we know how you know, dancing is just so positive and so much fun. So there's opportunities to get involved and see what's available. We'll also have you know, information there on our theatres, the Mill Theatre and the Pavilion Theatre. So lots of leisure as well as health and well-being and education, learning. So there really is something for everybody. And I mentioned as well, we'll have TV3 chefs there as well, going to be doing some demonstrations on cooking up some tasty and nutritious recipes.
Well, funny you should say that. I was up at the age-friendly conference in Donegal there a couple of weeks ago. And you might have seen me on the television. The 6-1 News covered it, but I was on the cookery workshop, and they did some demonstrations on some recipes, like making scones, and just very, very simple method of making scones with yogurt, with a little tub of yogurt, and then using that same tub, two tubs of self-raising flour and some cheese thrown in, and then just mix it all up and roll it out, egg wash it with a little bit of egg wash, cut it into whatever sizes you want, 15 minutes in the oven, and that's it. That type of recipe is great for older people or people on their own. So I presume it's that type of thing will be there.
Yes, I mean, we're just talking to the chefs currently about the recipes. I mean, there's so much you could do. And you're right, people hate, you know, we don't like to waste. And if you're cooking for one or two, you want to be mindful of, you know, what's going to be, you know, how much you need and how you can use it to best effect. So that sounds great. That sounds very tasty. But things like omelettes as well, yeah, you know, sometimes they're overlooked. You can have a lot of tasty, and it's quite nutritious, or you could put a bit of, you know, some salad, some chopped peppers and a bit of onion and maybe a bit of salmon. So you're getting your omega-3 as well. So there's lots of diversity. So you don't have to buy huge amounts of shopping, but, you know, there's things that you can do to make it tasty and different and nutritious. So that's the challenge we've set our chef, to make it tasty and nutritious. And we look forward to having tasters on the day. But as I said, you know, it should be a great day. There will be music. We're going to have a choir there as well. The chorus choir are coming to sing for us. So we're very much looking forward to that. We'll have our doors open at 11:30. So come along. It's done in two sessions. We're going to have talks from about 12:30 onwards, 12 to 12:30 onwards, and in the chat cafe. So we'd be delighted. Our Cathaoirleach will be opening the event, and our chief executive, Philomena Poole, who's a big supporter of the Age Friendly Alliance and ensuring that Dunleary Rathdown is a great place in which to grow old. And we will also then go into the talks with Rosemary Smith and Christy Keneally. I'm really looking forward to hearing from them and their experience and what their secret is to, you know, successful, you know, aging well, living well and aging well. And so it should be riveting conversation there around, you know, age being just a number and living a full life.
And I take it the men's sheds will be there as well.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, the men's sheds are going to be there and they're doing some super work right across the county here in Dunleary Rathdown. In fact, we've got an exhibition in our municipal gallery currently of works, fine woodworking works that they were doing. So, look, there's no, you know, there's great skill and experience there that the men's shed can share. And again, very important for, you know, men to get out and engage and support each other and just enjoy hobbies and leisure time in that way. So there'll be something for everybody, and there'll be an opportunity as well to find out about what are the groups that are happening in my area. And it might be that you have an interest or you just want to go along for a chat. But finding out what's on to help, you know, to give people opportunities to get more involved and active in their community. So there'll be lots to see and do on the day. So, you know, come along on the 9th of June is what I'd encourage your listeners, and enjoy the DLR Age Well Expo.
Indeed. And before I let you go, because I know I'm taking up a lot of your time, how do people get tickets for this?
So I think the best thing is the best thing would be to Google Eventbrite and DLR Events. It's called the Age Well Expo on the 19th of June. Sorry, on the 9th of June, Age Well Expo, 9th of June. And if they Google DLR Events, that will come up. And we'd be happy to. So the best thing would be to try and book online, and then you can put in your transport options as well if you want a lift from the nearest bus or DART station, so we can look at that. But the best thing would be to Google that if you're looking to get tickets. I mean, you can turn up on the day; that's not a problem. But it helps us with planning
the numbers and that. Yeah,
particularly if people want to, if they want a lift from the DART or bus station. But essentially, the doors are open 11:30 on the 9th of June. That's a Sunday. And so there'll be a session then, and from 12 to 3, and then the next session starts at 3 again. So there's two sessions where we'll be repeating some of the talks and events and demonstrations. So 12 and 3 are the times that we're doing that.
And what are the cost of the tickets?
So the tickets are free. It's completely free.
Oh,
so,
excuse me. So, the half of Dublin are going to arrive.
Look, we'd be delighted if people could register online if possible. And if you Google DLR Events and the Age Well Expo, you'll be able to find the details there.
Dervla, thank you so much for chatting with me this morning. I hope it's an absolutely brilliant event. I'll be there myself, and I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, and delighted. And thank you for having us on, and we look forward to meeting you on the day. Thanks, Michael.
No problem. All the best, Dervla.
All the best. Bye now.
Bye-bye.